Listen now to a selection of news articles from around the world. On this track, the boy who was given a new skin, and an initiative to tackle crime against women in Delhi.
No More Climbing, Australia. For years, visitors to Uluru in central Australia have climbed the massive monolith, ignoring a sign at its base that politely asks them to abstain from going up it. But that's soon to change. Beginning in 2019, climbing the Uluru will be banned. The rock is sacred to the region's Anangu, the Aboriginal people who are its traditional owners. The decision follows a unanimous vote by the 12 members of the Uluru Kata-Chuta National Park Board, which manages the popular site. "It is an extremely important place," said Sammy Wilson, one of the board's 8 Anangu representatives. "Uluru is not a theme park like Disneyland."
Supersized classes, UK. 181 students in one class. An investigation into secondary schools across England has revealed that many pupils are being taught in classes of more than 100 students. The class of 181 came in Sutton, southwest London. Head teachers say that education cuts are the cause of the supersized classes.
Ozone hole gets smaller. World. The hole in the Earth's ozone layer is at its smallest in 30 years, and it is continuing to shrink. At its largest point in 2017, the hole over Antarctica was 19.6 million square kilometres, 2.5 times the size of the USA. A vast area, but still 3.3 million square kilometres smaller than in 2016. Scientists attribute the decrease to higher temperatures above Antarctica. However, the overall reduction over the past 30 years is a result of global efforts to ban ozone-attacking chemicals.
School code for hair color, Japan. A Japanese teen is suing her school in Osaka after it told her to dye her hair black, the mandatory color. If not, she would face expulsion. The 18-year-old, whose hair is naturally brown, says she used to color her hair, but over time, the process damaged her scalp. The case has sparked debate on Japan's outdated ideas on conformity, the Japan Times says.
Delhi's new female police force, India. Delhi's police force is to deploy a new, mainly female motorcycle squad to help make the city safer for women, The Guardian reports. The patrol, called Raftar, Speed, consists of trained female officers on 600 motorbikes. Working in pairs, the women will carry guns, body cameras, pepper spray and tasers, patrolling the city's narrow streets and areas frequented by women. Delhi has an appalling reputation for crime against women. A poll last October found that Delhi, along with Sao Paulo, in Brazil, was the world's worst city for sexual violence against women.
Boy is given new skin, Germany and Italy. A boy has been given a new skin that covers nearly all of his body. Hassan, who lives in Germany, was born with a rare genetic disease that leaves his skin as fragile as butterfly wings. By the age of 7, 80% of his epidermis had peeled off, and he was close to death. In desperation, his doctors contacted a team of gene therapy experts in Italy. They took a sample of Hassan's skin, which they then edited and used to grow a new, healthy skin. 2 years after the new skin was grafted onto his body, Hassan is now leading a normal life, the scientists report in the journal Nature.
Blue Planet is global hit, UK and China. British nature documentary series Blue Planet 2 is a big success in China. So big, in fact, that it actually slowed the internet when millions of viewers tried to stream it at the same time. The BBC One series counts 80 million viewers in China alone, making David Attenborough, its 91-year-old presenter, the most watched person on Earth, probably. Chinese viewers have been sharing their love of the show on Weibo, China's equivalent of Twitter. One tweeted, "I've been crying all the time. It's just so beautiful."